Raven is going along the beach. While he was going along the beach, he saw the king salmon. It was jumping out there in the bay. He was thinking about it then. What can I do to that king salmon to trick him into coming ashore? How far had he gone when he found the green stone? Then he put it on the top of a stump, or maybe on top of a rock. That's when he said to the salmon, "Hey salmon, listen here. This little green stone is saying this about you, you dirty gilled person." But the king salmon did not listen to him. Then he was jumping out here again. That's when he'd say to him, again, "Hey King Salmon, this little green stone is insulting you. Listen to what he is saying. Swim on in here." But King Salmon was just swimming out here. He didn't listen to him. "Hey, King Salmon, swim on in here so you can really hear what this little green stone is saying about you." That's when he finally started swimming toward him. King Salmon swam up on the beach. That's when Raven said to him, "It occurred to me that I really have to go to the bathroom. I'll run up in the woods first." Then he ran up. He ran to get the club from up there, then ran down with the club and hit the salmon on the head with it. But the salmon was too heavy. The birds that fly in flocks are Raven's grandchildren. That's what he said to them. "These little grandchildren are his. Help me, let's pull it up here. We'll bake this salmon in a pit." Then with the help of his grandchildren, he digs a pit.
Salmon tail for? Only the skeleton was left lying there.
Then he buried it. Then he also rolled a tree stump over it. Before long, while they flew back with the new skunk cabbage, then he said to them, "Something awful has happened to us, my little grandchildren. This tree stump rolled over on our salmon. It's all gone." When they are wiping the white around their eyes, it turns black. But Robin sat close to the fire and scorched her belly, and it's the color of fire. But Magpie is trying to fly away, and Raven holds her back, and he says to Magpie, "While there are still salmon in the creeks, don't fly down here. Only when there are no more salmon in the creek, that's when you'll fly down to the coast." He also gave instructions to the ones named Chickadees. And as for Blue Jay, Raven is really combing the feathers on his head, combing up each side differently. It's really fun the way Raven fixes feathers. That's how it happened. His grandchildren were the ones who worked for him, but then he didn't treat them right. He also instructed them in many ways. That's how the story ends.